This is Louis Navalier. It's Wednesday, October 29th. Normally, I do podcasts on the FOMC days after the Fed announces its statement, but we all know they're cutting. We're expecting a dovish statement. And the main reason we're expecting a dovish statement, we're in the midst of an AI job apocalypse right now. Target announced that they're going to, last week, they announced 1,800 job cuts. UPS has announced 48,000 job cuts. Amazon announced 14,000 job cuts this week, but they say a lot more is coming. So essentially, AI is destroying the prospects for the job market, even for computer programmers, okay? So the Fed's going to have to keep cutting because we got to stimulate the economy so everybody gets a job. Simple as that. Okay, and by the way, any stock that announced job cuts goes up because it's saving money and managing its operations and maybe improving its operating margins. But the reason I'm doing the podcast before the FOMC meeting is NVIDIA obviously has surged over 16% in the last five trading days. It's over a $5 trillion market cap. NVIDIA's market cap is bigger than the French, German, and Italian stock markets combined. That's unbelievable. And the other reason the stock is doing so well is it announced that a deal with Nokia yesterday, and that got Nokia all excited. And then, of course, President Trump is going to be talking to President Xi tomorrow about the NVIDIA chips that they can access in China. So everybody's anticipating that there's going to be some sort of deal that's going to allow NVIDIA to boost its sales in China. But NVIDIA makes all these alliances. They're very busy. It is a monopoly. I know that Qualcomm announced they want to compete with NVIDIA, but the chips aren't ready, and NVIDIA's ready. Oh, and the chip the Blackwell chip, they made the big wafer in at the TSM plant in Arizona, and I thought they were going to ship that wafer off to Taiwan to make finish the chip, but apparently they finished it in Arizona. So now we can make the chips in Arizona. Obviously, I got to throttle up, and so this is a big deal. Okay, so this is why we won't sell NVIDIA. This is why it's grossly overweight in our portfolios. I've written those articles in Market Watch that I'm holding NVIDIA to the end of the decade because they got two more chips coming out, one next year, second half of next year, another in 2018. And then beyond that, they can't make the chips faster because the transistors on the circuit board are starting to approach the atomic level. And we can't split atoms to speed up a chip. So then the next step is quantum computing. And of course, NVIDIA has a quantum cloud simulator. They had a quantum computing day. They had a contest who could have the best programming language. That went to D-Wave. That's a QBTS. And just so you know, the fuss on quantum computing, IONQ perfected this thing called Qubits, which is how you package data for quantum computing programming. D-Waves looks like it's controlling the programming language, although there's still competitors out there. And Rigetti's working on encryption. And Rigetti has signed a government contracts with the Air Force and stuff. I do have a friend in the cloud computing business that do the encryption for the Air Force now, okay? But obviously, we're going to have to make it even better as the computing technology advances further. Okay, so I don't necessarily want you to buy all those quantum computing stocks. None of them make money right now. But if you want excitement in your portfolio, that's it. And they are good buys because they did correct a week ago today. Gold has also been correcting, but today it's firmed up. So just to refresh what happened on a week ago Tuesday, It had its biggest daily correction in 12 years. And then we had a correction this week on Monday and Tuesday. But the sell offs were much smaller than last Tuesday. So basically, the volatility is dying down. Gold's up today. Gold's going to do very well because there's a lack of confidence in central banks. Ed Yardini says gold is the new Bitcoin. Okay, so why else am I talking to you early before the FOMC statement? Bloom Energy. Their sales were up 57.1%. They posted positive earnings. A year ago, they had negative earnings. Their earnings were 50% better than expectations. They've signed deals with Oracle and Brookfield. Brookfield owns a lot of the data centers. Brookfield's a real estate company. They obviously make hydrogen fuel cells to make the data centers more efficient, help them cool. And, of course, a lot of the data centers are seeking green energy. So Bloom Energy is a phenomenal stock, phenomenal. And I hope you're enjoying the ride in that. It did correct a lot a week ago today, but it made it all back and more today, okay? So it's up sharply. So this data center build-out is just, it's just shocking to me, folks. You know, you study these companies, their order backlogs are up 20% compared to the previous quarter. Their annual order backlogs are up at least 50%, sometimes 65% or more. So the AI revolution continues, okay? And I hope you're enjoying the ride. I'm honored that I own so much NVIDIA and it's grossly overweight in all our portfolios. And I have no intention of selling it. So what you'll see out there in the promotion world is they'll use NVIDIA to try to get your attention that somebody might be selling it. There's no reason to sell NVIDIA. It's a monopoly. They have no competition. I don't have stocks with anywhere near their operating margins. Now, NVIDIA doesn't always go up when earnings come out because there's a lot of options written on it, and NVIDIA won't announce for a few more weeks here, but I hope you realize that monopolies are safe, and NVIDIA is very safe, and obviously President Trump is promoting NVIDIA, and Jensen actually gave President Trump some money for that ballroom that's being built. So those guys are buddies. So hang on, enjoy the ride. I'm sure the Jerome Powell's press conference will be fine, okay? And I hope a lot of the trade deals get wrapped up on this Asian trip. That's the goal of what President Trump and Howard Lutnick and Treasury Secretary Bessette is doing, is just to wrap it up and put a bow on it so that we don't have to worry about tariffs anymore, okay? And we still are going to deal with Mexico and Canada. But just so you know, USMCA, that U.S.-Mexican trade agreement, covers about 90% of the trade already. So when Trump threatens to put a bigger tariff on Canada, it's just 10% of the trade, not 100% of the trade. So don't let that bother you. And, of course, President Trump does that to get negotiating power and extract a better deal. So that's what this is all about. It's all about promoting America. It's all about onshoring. And folks, we had 3.9% GDP growth last quarter. We're going to hit 5% GDP growth, and it's not going to be inflationary. Let me just take the opposite side. Jason Furman, he was worked in President Biden's administration as an economic advisor. He's now back at Harvard teaching. He's pointed out that if we back out data centers, our GDP growth is 0.1%. That's okay. 40% of my portfolios is tied to data centers and AI. Okay? So we're really locked in on that. And I'm sure the economy is going to broaden out a lot more. It has to. There's some winners and losers. But our big data center bet is paying off. So I hope you're having fun. I know I am. Take care, everybody. It's Louie Navalier.